Hello everyone and welcome to the show. This is In But Not Of. We have a very special topic in hand today is Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, the Archangel Michael. But the problem with that is that we find nowhere in the scriptures that support this theory. However, I have found and compiled a list of scriptures that do contradict the notion of Yeshua being the Archangel Michael. Now, I'm going to go through this list and I will provide you the source. Now, I'm getting the source from the King James Bible. I believe that's still the Bible that has not been manipulated by individuals and certain specific churches. Now, this understanding and this source of theology comes from the Jehovah's Witness movement. And I believe that movement established to deify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And throughout this message, I will provide the scriptures. And if you could just follow along, because I would like for you as well to go and pull out your King James Version Bible. If you don't have it, please go up on Google and you can find the actual King James Version Bible. Okay, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with the first verse. Now, the first verse we will be using comes from Revelation 5:11-13. And I beheld, and I've heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the sun, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Now, so let's examine this verse of the Bible, this passage. Now, it says, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Now, obviously, this is talking about Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, who was slain and was hung on the cross for our sins. And this verse is coming from Revelation 5:12, where it says, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Now, if we go back to verse 11, again, it says, Beheld, and I've heard the voice of many angels around about the throne. So clearly, what John's seeing is here, he's seeing all the angels, okay, who's around the throne, and they're giving praise and say, Worthy is the Lamb. Now, we know that the Lamb, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he's sitting next to Jehovah, God, okay, our God, the God of Israel. Now, if we have the angels around singing, then how can Michael be sitting at the throne next to God and at the same time giving praises? Because the Archangel Michael is an angel. So that's the first contradict that we see here, and we see that in Revelation. So let's move on here. So now we're moving on to Jude 9:1. Okay, Jude 9:1. And you got to understand that Jude is in the New Testament, for those that are unfamiliar with this. So let's go ahead and go on with this. Now it says, Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. Okay? It says right there, the Lord rebuke thee. But why does the archangel say, the Lord rebuke thee at the end of Jude 9:1? Could it be that the angels don't have the authority to rebuke or judge, and that alone is God, our God, Jehovah? Well, let's go on. Keep this in mind. Now, this brings us to 2 Peter 2:11, where it states, Whereas angels, which are great in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. So here we see that, no, they don't bring accusations because the Lord accuses, the Lord judges. So therefore, there's another contradiction as to why the Archangel Michael is not our Lord Yeshua. But now the question is, can Yeshua accuse? Can he and will he? Or has he done this already in the New Testament? Okay, because if he didn't, then that could correlate with what the Jehovah Witnesses are saying, that, you know, the Archangel Michael is, in fact, Yeshua, the Lord and Savior. Now, let's go to John 8:44. Let's see if we can find that proof. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father yet will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. where he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So what do we find here when you read all these three passages, and here you get to John 8:44? You clearly see that here that Yeshua does judge him, thus saying that he is the father of liar. But when the archangel Michael wrestled the devil, Satan, for the body of Moses, he did not. He said, the Lord rebuke thee. But here it clearly states that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, thus rebuked the devil and thus judging him, saying that he's a liar, the father of liar, and no truth lie in him. Now, clearly right here, if you do have common sense, you know that if you put all three together, it contradicts and it debunks the Jehovah's Witness faith that the Mark Angels is Jesus Christ and that Jesus Christ is not God. Why does the Jehovah's Witness not believe that Jesus Christ is part of God, that he is in him? Okay, let's move along and let's go ahead and go off of what we built so far. Let's go on and turn to our next scripture, which is John 14:9. Quote, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Had he hath seen me, hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Okay, this verse, I shouldn't even try to explain it. Anybody with common sense and can read and understand will know that this verse clearly states that Jesus Christ is part of the Trinity, he's part of God. Because he says, if you have seen me, then you've seen the Father. So it's without a doubt that the Jehovah's Witness would never clearly point to this passage, because this contradicts exactly what they believe. And furthermore, if Michael, the archangel, is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is God, then what is Gabriel? Is he God as well? Well, clearly not, because the angels in heaven worship and give glory unto the Lord. And if you read the verses that we read previously, that they show praises in heaven. Well, there we read that it says, worthy is the Lamb. So who is the Lamb? The Lamb is Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Lord and Savior. So thus far, we have plenty concrete evidence that everyone is separate from Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, God and the Holy Spirit, makes up a Trinity of the Jehovah, our Lord and Savior. Amen? So let's go on and move forward. Now we know so far, and from what we know, is that the Jehovah's Witness clearly puts the Archangel Michael above, like they put them in a pedestal. So let's see what the Bible says about such things, about putting angels on a pedestal, like how he did it, and in comparing them to deity. Let's see what Colossians 2:18 says. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Folks, this verse, Colossians 2:18, it says not to worship angels. But yeah, we see it every time. We see it with the Jehovah's Witness. They put the Archangel Michael on a pedestal in comparison with Yeshua. Now, not only does the Jehovah's Witness does this, but the Mormon denomination also do this. But we're not going to talk about the Mormonism now. We're strictly staying with the Jehovah's Witness and their falsely doctrine about how they believe that Yeshua is the Archangel Michael. But why? How did this come about? You know, how do they get this nonsense that Jesus Christ is, in fact, the Archangel Michael? How did they come up with this? And I believe the answer lies right here in Galatians 1:8. It says here, but though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Folks, there are no evidence anywhere in the King James Bible that states that the Archangel Michael is, in fact, Yeshua, the Messiah. There isn't. And we know thus far with the compiled Bible verses that I have compiled for you, you won't find it. I believe that this is plenty and enough evidence to convince anyone that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ stands separate from the rest. I do believe that God has to send his own son, which is Yeshua, down here to be sacrificed for our sins. I don't really believe that an angel, a sacrifice of an angel, of an angel's blood can be can deliver us from the salvation. And if they believe the archangel Michael is Jesus Christ and the death of an archangel, how does that compile? How does that make? How does that give somebody salvation? It really doesn't. Just read the Old Testament. Just read the Old Testament to New Testament. I mean, the Two Testament. So far, I've only found the archangel Michael once. And if that's the case, then how come Yeshua's name wasn't used in the Old Testament instead of the archangel Michael? And how come in the New Testament he came as Yeshua, salvation, instead of an archangel? It doesn't make sense. Not to me, and for anybody that reads the scriptures, know that this is this type of theology is false doctrine. And guys, there you have it. I compiled this list for you. Thank you so much for listening to my annoying voice. I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot of hate messages, and that's fine. I don't think that once you preach a message, you're supposed to be loved by everyone. You know, it's kind of hard. You know, not everybody loved Yeshua when he preached a message. Not saying that I'm comparing myself to him. I'm not. You know, he's the Almighty. He's the salvation. And through God is only through Jesus Christ, Yeshua, not an archangel. So, guys, please share this. If you found this information to be, a jewel, please share it with your friends. Give to those that don't quite know, they are confused, and let them find the scriptures for themselves. Even if they don't want to listen to this, then just give them the scriptures. If you go in the very beginning of the verse, the scriptures are there. And if you just compile them and show them in a piece of paper or show them in the Bible, which is what I recommend, it shouldn't be any contradiction, because the truth does set you free. And I believe that a lot of the people are deceived. And I think that it's our job and duty to show them the truth. It might hurt. It should hurt. You know. But that's what we Christians, true Christians, have to do. And guys, again, thank you so much. And may the glory and blessing of God be upon you. Amen.